Unseen Battles, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for that nightlight, instead of Ephesians 4 and verse 32, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You probably have driven behind a car at some point in your life that said student driver, and it encouraged you to be patient because there was somebody that was just learning to drive that particular vehicle, or somebody that I knew was behind a car that had a sign in the window that said learning to drive a stick shift, please be patient. And he said he was more patient as he recognized that person was doing something that was very difficult or challenging for the very first time. In the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, it's easy to get caught up in our own struggles and forget that everyone around us is fighting battles we know nothing about. That car with the learning to drive stick, sorry for any delay, serves as a poignant reminder of this truth. Just as we extend patience and understanding to the driver learning to shift gears, we should offer the same grace to everyone we encounter. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:32, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. We may not see the signs of personal struggles, but they are there, hidden beneath the surface. People are going through divorces, losing loved ones, battling depression, facing life-altering diagnosis. As Adrian Rogers once said, you never know what someone is going through. Be kind always. Kindness and patience should not be contingent on what we see or what we think someone deserves. Instead, we should extend love and grace freely, just as Christ has done for us. We are called to be a light in this world, offering hope and compassion to those who are hurting. Let us challenge ourselves to look beyond the surface and treat everyone with an extra measure of patience, kindness, and love. We may never know the impact of our actions, but we can trust that God will use our obedience and touch lives and heal hearts. Remember, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. As we extend grace to others, we open ourselves up to receive God's grace in our own lives. Mighty Father God, I thank you that you can help us to see that everybody's fighting a battle, and it's a battle we may not understand. Help us to remember that as we're dealing with them, and to treat them with kindness, love, and patience in a way that we would want to be treated with kindness, love, and patience. Thank you for your goodness to us, God. Help us to extend that goodness to others. In Jesus' most holy, precious, and powerful name, amen. God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great night.